Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things whore while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. Mm-hmm. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are reviewing It's a Wonderful Knife.
Non-spoilers, then we'll get into spoilers. We'll let you know, timestamp below. And we got merchandise and an Amazon wish list.
Yeah,
Christmas
we do.
Is just around the corner. And, you know, we like gifts, too. Be our Santa.
Yeah.
And go to Amazon, our Amazon wish list, and get us some stuff. Well, if you do, we'll bring it on the show and
give you a shout out.
Or if you want to remain anonymous, that's totally cool, too. We could use some more tiki mugs. There's a couple of horror characters on there that are fun. There's an on-air sign on there that would be really cool to have on the show.
Yeah.
Smaller things like Bloody Mary mixes, bigger things like expensive gear and equipment to make the show look and sound better. But yeah, if you're feeling generous this holiday season, help out a little lonely podcaster.
Please.
www.bloodymarypodcast.com.
Yeah, we also have merch on our store that you can give people for gifts.
Yeah, shirts and shit.
Shirts and shit, yeah.
Yeah, we got shirts and shit over there. But really, the other stuff is where it's at. Okay, anyways, It's a Wonderful Knife.
Yes.
A new holiday film streaming on Shudder. We just watched it not too long ago. I think right when it first came out. We're just getting around to doing a podcast now on it. But what did you think of It's a Wonderful Knife?
I had a lot of fun. It was a fun movie. I thought it was a fun, cute holiday slasher.
It is. So Wonderful Knife is, after saving her town from a psychotic killer, Winnie Carruthers' life is less than wonderful. When she wishes she'd never been born, she finds herself in a nightmare parallel universe where without her, things could be much more worse. It's a slasher based on It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep.
And this is like kind of, this has been popular lately where you have, it started kind of back with Happy Death Day was Groundhog Day, but a slasher. You have Freaky, which is
Freaky Friday,
but a slasher.
Yeah.
We recently this year also just had Totally Killer, which is Back to the Future, but a slasher. And now we have It's a Wonderful Knife, It's a Wonderful Life. So what do you think of, do you want this type of thing to keep going?
I do. I think it's a lot of fun.
Do you have fun with that?
I do have fun with it because they're generally, you know, they're horror comedies. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of fun. You know, they have the little Easter eggs and stuff of the movies that they're, you know, based off of. Yeah. I think it's fun to make fun classic movies into fun classic horror movies.
Well, I think they've even done Breakfast Club. Hulu had an original film. It was like the Breakfast Club, but it was a slasher too. Like, it came out like 4 years
school
ago.
School Spirit?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Directed by Tyler McClintyre. I'm probably messing up his last name, but I have a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon with the guy.
Oh, yeah?
So, kind of. So, a few years ago, I was, you know, I was hosting a film panel.
Mm-hmm.
With the Spokane Film Project, and it was around the time of COVID, and then there was a costume designer, and there was a makeup artist. And the costume designer, Dakota Keller, has worked with this director before on the previous film. It was, what was it called? Oh, The Tragedy Girls. She was a costume designer on that, and then I think something else. But I don't believe she was the costume designer on this one. So connect the dots. I worked with the costume designer for one of his films.
That's awesome.
Not worked with, hosted a panel. Did a little thing.
Did a little ditty.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like the trend of, you know?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I have fun with all of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Some more than others, but yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think too, because like aside from this one, all those were 80s films and we're 80s babies.
We are,
and
we
love those movies. So to see them with modern actors and slasher, I mean, Slashify, you know, that stuff is a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And what did you think of this? Did you enjoy it?
I did. I think it was fun. It's not the best thing, and it's not the worst thing either.
Yeah, it was just a fun...
There's Justin Long, Joe McHale, Catherine Isabel. She was Ginger Snaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was really funny every time she said Judy. Because she was... Like, she was always her sister, and she's like, God damn it, Judy. Or
sounds like you're Judy.
Yeah, sounds like my dad yelling at my mom.
God damn it, Judy.
Yeah. The leads, I think, were electric on the screen. The two main girls,
mm-hmm. Winnie and Bernie.
Jane Widdup and Jess McLeod. They were really good. I want to follow their careers, and hopefully they do more horror.
Mm-hmm.
Our lead actress, I think she held it really well.
She did.
It was a lot of fun. And what this movie did really well was all of the characters and the banter was super fun.
It was, yeah. So funny.
I think he directs his actors really well, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell they have a lot of fun with the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little... Both Justin Long and Joe McHale's characters are both weird.
They are.
And like the odd choices that they made, kind of like picking those roles and also playing those characters.
Justin Long's is just creepy.
So that was like one thing that could be like a negative, be like, what are you guys doing?
But also I feel like they had fun doing it.
Yeah, that too. Like, you know, for sure.
So they're like, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think for the most part, it's just a lot of fun. It's a quick movie. If I have some negatives to say, I think the third act for me got kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, first off, like before, you know, she changes everything. It was a kind of a hard pill to swallow that like, it seemed like everybody in her life hated her and dismissed her, even though she like saved the town.
Right.
And I thought that was a little like every single person just doesn't like this lady.
Right.
It was a little strange.
They were the brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like the entire family just completely ignoring everything that happened and just all bubbly and stuff. And it comes around at the end a little bit, but they sold that a little hard.
They did. Cause
with nobody cares about her.
I'm watching going, spoilers, I guess a little bit. Coming because she like saves the day,
yeah,
and then a year later and she's like had to kill someone, yeah. And her friends died and the whole town and their family are just like da, 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 yeah. We got truck, it's Christmas, yeah, oh my, yeah. God, come on, get in the Christmas spirit, put on your velour tracksuit, come on, and she's like, what the fuck?
Exactly, yeah. Like, so I thought that was like, if there's a negative, and I get it, you're kind of making fun of everything, but that was a little difficult to take. But whatever, you just shake that off and you just enjoy the movie. And then the third act, it just got weird with like, at the end, okay, spoiler here?
Spoiler.
Kind of? Spoiler, sorry. Okay, we're going to get into spoilers now because I'm about to talk. But when like the entire town folk was like, they were zombified?
Oh, like drones.
And I know someone said, oh, you want to turn the town into drones. But I couldn't tell if he actually did, or if he had some kind of evil power that was possessing him, or like why that was happening
to me,
or if
I
it was
thought,
like a magical aura thing.
I thought it was because when she made that wish under the Aurora Borealis, which wasn't really supposed to be in their town,
yeah,
that little magic moment, that sort of magic kind of carried over. Sorry, I was trying to work. Carried over into that, and so that kind of helped him be the one that.
That we have to talk about it,
that's
like
true.
This,
yeah,
and it's not just a simple like
explanation. Yeah.
That whole got a little convoluted and like, oh, what's happening? Okay, whatever. It's just, you know, this is a silly film. Just go
right. And I did like that it wasn't just her going back to know that she is worth something in people's lives if she wasn't around. It was really also to save Bernie because, yeah, she was going to kill herself that year.
Yeah.
Because she just couldn't take life anymore.
It was to save, yeah, to save her, to give her confidence, and also to bang her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all of the above.
Yeah. So that was fun. Yeah, the slasher part is actually just kind of in the background on this.
It is, yeah.
Like,
it's not
starts,
like...
Your intro kind of starts with the slasher,
mm-hmm.
And then it's really like the slasher aspect is muted off in the background, and then you just kind of have this personal journey going through the town kind of thing, mm-hmm. with slasher elements here and there.
Yeah. I did like the angel killer, with the like the two.
The look was good.
The look was cool. The all white angel tree topper dude. Yeah, I liked that costume. I thought that was really cool.
I know. I was expecting like I think we're watching it. I'm like because they have that big town tree. I'm like, oh, I bet you anything the big like dead body reveal because they have like dead body reveals in slashers, not in this, but was gonna be like. Decorations on the Christmas tree,
which would be really fucking cool. So we're just gonna shelve that idea for another movie that's ours down the road.
Yes, exactly. I do want to make a Christmas horror at some point.
You do. It's on the list.
I do have some ideas, but we got two feature scripts that we're working on. We'll reveal more details when the time comes on both those projects. They're both a lot of fun. They're both a lot of work.
Yeah.
Take a little longer than we thought, but they'll be worth it at the end.
Some really fun things coming in 2024.
Sidetrack there. So what would you rate It's a Wonderful Knife?
You know, I'm going to say a 7 just because it was fun. They had some really good, funny lines. Yeah. The banter was great. Like you said, the two main girls were really great on screen. It was just fun. I had a lot of fun. Yeah.
You know, I was going to say 5, but... The actors, the main actress and that other, they really kind of elevated up a bit. So I think good 6. I think it's slightly above average. I think if you really, I think this holiday, if you're looking for just a fun, quick
horror check movie, it out.
Just watch it on Shudder.
Yeah, check it out. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I really enjoy when we get like Christmas horror so that I can be like, oh, let's watch Christmas movies. And that's the Christmas movies I get to watch.
I think there's another one in the same vein of this trend coming out soon. A Miracle on 34th Street, I think, is coming out.
Oh, really?
I'd have to double check, but I'm pretty sure I saw that somewhere.
Interesting.
Yeah, but cool.
All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, what do you guys think of It's a Wonderful Knife? Like it? Not like it? What do you think about this trend of turning like... other movies in the slashers.
Yeah, let us know. And then is there a movie that you want to see turned into a slasher?
Ooh, you know, that's a good one to ponder before we go. What do you think? I mean...
Clueless.
Clueless? That's clueless. Like almost every modern day slasher.
Oh my god, did he just stick that knife into me? Like, I don't know.
Footloose.
Footloose? Oh.
That's the one I'm going to do. And we'll get Kevin Bacon to be in it in some capacity for sure.
He'll be the killer.
Yeah. Oh, what would that plot be? Just move to this town and all he wants to do is...
lop off feet?
Yeah, slash. I don't know. All he wants to do is dance and people just keep
all he wants to do. Yeah, so all he wants to do is dance. Yeah. Maybe at a big school dance.
Oh, you know what you could do is like your intro, the whole like whatever happened in the past is these two people were doing a game of chicken.
Yeah.
And then one person died. I don't know.
Yeah. Footloose.
Well, because what was the original thing of Footloose was someone did die?
It was during prom. Yeah. And they had some drinks.
Yeah.
And then they got in a car and drove and they died. Yeah. And so
you just changed that to it was a slasher.
Yeah. Then the minister
is like, you can't dance because the killer will come.
Yeah. Killer will come if you dance and listen to music and fornicate and do all those things.
So it's like quietly trying to dance and all of a sudden,
Footloose.
Anyways, okay.
And he lops off a foot every time.
Yeah.
Collects it as a trophy.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, our Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we.
Drink in moderation. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.